Ah, yeah, this about Jesus. I love him so much.
Yes.
God, for Jesus. I love him so much.
I love Jesus.
He died for my sins on that cross. Took the fall.
Now,
I'm a new man redeemed. I stand tall.
Yes, yeah.
Grace washed me clean like a river. I'm reborn through the depths of his love. My new life was sworn.
He bore the weight of all our sins, the burdens that we bear.
He hung upon that cross, a symbol of despair. But from that death, new life emerged, a hope for us all to see. From through his sacrifice, he set us free. Yeah. He died for my sins on that cross. He took the fall. Now I'm a new man, redeemed. I stand tall. His grace washed me clean like a river. I'm reborn through the depths of his love. My new life was sworn. Yeah, thank you for tuning in to New Man Justified by Faith podcast. Tune in every day. I have a new one for you. I love you all. And thank you. Don't forget to pray. Tell God you love him. Tell God you need him. Peace. Giving a gift that keeps on giving. That's how years ago a large company used its customers to buy its appliances. It was a catchy slogan. And it made sense to a lot of people. Why buy flowers that soon die while a blender, an iron, or a toaster could be used day after day? But the truth of the matter is, many of us have thrown some of those electrical appliances into the trash. Eventually, they gave out and stopped giving. But our Heavenly Father gave us the gift which keeps on giving. Jesus, our Redeemer, made it possible for us to be adopted into God's family. God then sent the Spirit of God, His Son, into our hearts. The Spirit who calls out Abba, Father. Hebrew children call their fathers Abba, as Americans might call their father Daddy or Daddy or Dad. With the Holy Spirit in our hearts, we Christians have the continuous assurance that God is our Father and we are His children. And so the Holy Spirit is in our hearts and it teaches us to pray, Abba, Father. Abba, I need a drink of water. The Hebrew child might call at night, fully confident that his loving Father would answer his request. Abba, hold my hand. The frightened child might say when he needs a firm and loving grasp of the hand. Such comfort and confidence belong to every redeemed child of our Heavenly Father. Every day when the Apostle John thought about his exclaimed, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. What a difference our Redeemer makes in everyday life. If today you face all kinds of anxieties at work, remember Abba. If school days are difficult, you ain't alone. Abba cares. If your family problems that don't seem to get better, Abba is near. If you are alone, if you are ill, and if you need any reassurance today at all, call to Abba. You can never call too often. You can never ask too much. The Father sent us His Son so that He might keep on giving us His love. I have called Thee, Abba, Father. I have stayed my heart on Thee. Storms may howl and clouds might gather. All must work for the good of me. In Jesus' name, amen. Abba.